Happy Friday. It's Friday, July 25th, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday, happy end of July. So, did you get rid of all your junk yet? I know. Just when you think you've taken out the trash, you see it come back. Last week, we cleaned house. We told the clutter, the chaos, the energy drainers, go away. But the thing about life is, some things come back. Memories, people, emotions, bad habits. Sometimes they sneak in through the back door. Sometimes they knock and wait patiently. Sometimes they crash in like they never left. The question is, what do we do when they return? Some things come back and still don't belong. Maybe it's that draining person you cut off, that habit you kicked, that voice in your head that says you're not enough. Where the hell does that voice come from? Oh, I've got some ideas. Sometimes what returns is just an old enemy in a new disguise. We've outgrown it. We don't need it. It's not welcome anymore. You know what I mean. You decluttered your space all nice and tidy, and now you're filling it up with new junk just because you saw it at Target and couldn't say no. I feel you, though. I'm a minimalist, and my closets are stuffed. You finally ended that toxic relationship, but now you're texting someone new who gives you that same anxious feeling. You stopped overworking. Good job. But now you're just checking email on the weekends again. Here's a pointer. If you had to heal from it once, don't invite it in again. Just because it circles back doesn't mean we have to open the door. Don't welcome back harmful things. Some things come back to be resolved for good. Some returns are life's way of saying, "Hey girl, you didn't finish this." It could be a grief you never sat with, a boundary you never set, a dream you gave up on too quickly. This kind of return isn't a punishment. It's a second chance to finish the conversation, clean the wound, draw the line. We've all been there. Some creative project you abandoned, still calling your name. The tough conversation you avoided. And the tension is back, even stronger. An old shame creeping back in, still needing to be released, not relived. If it still stings when it returns, tend to it. Don't just shove it away again. You've dealt with it once, and you're stronger now. This time, you can handle it differently. Some things come back because they're meant to. Here's the good part. The best things, they return in their own time. Peace. Joy. Confidence. friendships that were interrupted so you both could grow. Parts of yourself you thought were gone forever, like your playfulness. I used to be insanely impulsive. Honestly, a little too much. But I don't want to be an old fogey either. We still gotta have a little fun. Keep your eyes open and you'll find that friend you drifted away from suddenly reaching out. Maybe they need you. The courage to try again at something that broke your heart. The calm, grounded version of you. The one who doesn't need to prove anything anymore. Not everything that comes back is a problem. Sometimes it's a blessing that finally found its way home. When something good returns, don't hold back out of fear. Receive it with open hands. Letting go makes space. Coming back gives clarity. You get to decide what belongs now. Not everything deserves a second chance, but the right things, the good things, they don't just return, they come back stronger. And so do you. What's that old saying? If you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you, it's yours. I always thought that quote sucked. I mean, I don't want to let you go. I love you. Didn't you hear me? Me? Well, obviously, if it's good, don't just let it go. Maybe don't hold on to it so tight. Let it breathe. And if you lose something, and they miraculously come back, cherish the positivity. Welcome things back for good. A lot of shit comes back around in life. You try to move on and, oh look, it's that toxic bastard again. Okay, we gotta take out that trash. But we also gotta invest in the good stuff. Good habits. Good people. And the good we find in ourselves. Oh, that's who keeps pushing that shame on us. People who think you are intrinsically bad, they don't think good of you. So don't listen to them. We all bounce back. That love we thought escaped us, we'll find it again, and it'll be clearer, wiser, and better for the journey. That's the kind of return Aiden Bissett seeks in the song Ricochet. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes, in your podcast app, and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, welcome things back for good. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you've made it through this week's heat wave. Tried by fire, people. That's how we survive. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.